Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're on fire for the Lord. Because when you think about the goodness of the Lord, and all that he's done for you, glory to God. Deep down in your sanctified soul, you're going to say hallelujah.
Thank
God for saving me. Thank God for healing me. Thank God for blessing me. Glory to God. So when you just start ruminating and meditating and start paying and marinating the blessings of the Lord, my goodness, it's going to outweigh all of the negative things that has ever happened in your life. I'm going to tell you that right now. You get blessed more than the negative things happening in your life. So you need to just to praise God, thank God. You know what? I just thought about something, Pastor Peaches. We woke up this morning. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen. Mm. Okay, I didn't hear nobody. Oh, that's right. They still sleep. They may be sleepy too, but I don't know. But anyway, we thank God. Now y'all that say amen, see, y'all programmed to say amen when the preacher say amen. No, you better listen to what's being said. And then you can say amen, or you can say yay or nay. But God, don't be a co-signer if you don't know what you're signing. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. This is the Wednesday International Hallelujah Victory Service, hallelujah, of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And I'm going to tell you, this particular service is sponsored by the author of the novel, The Awakening of a Superhero. It's a Christian novel published by the Christian Faith Publishing Company of Pennsylvania. And I'm going to tell you, it's whimsical, it's illuminating, it's spiritual, it's historical, and sometimes it's hysterical. Hallelujah. It's designed to stretch the reader, to give them knowledge and insight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to let you know, glory to God, that the author of that book, that novel, is a gentleman they say is legally blind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you see, vision is not necessarily coming from your eyes.
Amen.
Coming from your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe that that brother that wrote that book had a whole lot of vision. What do you think, Pastor Peter?
Amen.
Amen. And I think he must have came from the largest nation in the world. Pastor Peter, what's the largest nation in the world?
Your imagination.
The imagination. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I tell you, this brother, he coupled the imagination with the scriptures. Hallelujah. And with historical facts. And that combination had resulted in the awakening of a superhero. And there is a 50-second trailer about that book on YouTube. Also, the book is in a paperback, or it's also as an ebook, and it's available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and of course the iTunes store.
Yes.
And of course, it's also available at the parsonage, of the church. You can call 410-444-5152 to set up an appointment to come and pick up that book and the previous book, which is The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. So you can pick up both books. Hallelujah. And those who do come and do pick up a book, we're going to have a nice little additional gift for you. I can tell you what it is. But if you're interested in picking up those books, and they'll be signed copies, hallelujah, you can call 410-444-5152. Leave your name and your telephone number, and we'll get back to you in a short time to set up an appointment where you can come and pick up the two copies of the book plus your free gift. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Peaches, I think it's time for a dedicatory song. Hallelujah. I'm going to see if we got anything set up. And Pastor Peaches, before we go to that, I think we better give the housekeeping suggestions. What do you think?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Peaches, if you would, do the housekeeping suggestions, if you would. I appreciate it real good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Open
you.
Your Bibles and your composition notebooks and your pencils or ink pens, whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. And bring your communion elements, your crackers, your toast, your bread, your juice, your water, your milk, whatever you're going to use for your wine, for your juice. And be sure and make sure everybody that's with you has something that they can take for communion. They can use for their elements for communion. The whole family can do it together. And when it comes to your, bring your Bible, get your Bible, so you can even mark your scriptures in your Bible and write them, you'll be able to write them down. But be sure to have something you can write with just in case there's something, not just want to take notes on the scriptures, what the pastor shares, but be able to write something down that God may drop in your spirit. Okay, while the pastor is giving the word, and the Lord may enlighten something in your mind that you say, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, really, I didn't realize that. And write it down. You'll be able to refer back to it the rest of the week or another time. Okay?
Amen. And you know what, Pastor Peaches? It'd be nice for all the children to get around, to come around the phone or the computer or wherever you are, listening to the service, because we're going to have a special feature. I wonder, what is that special feature called, Pastor Peaches?
We have a children's corner.
Oh, right. Yes, children. Something designed for you, but children from 5 to 50 or from 7 to 70 can get around and partake of the children's corner. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
All right, now we're getting ready to start with some dedicatory songs.
Hallelujah.
And we want you to begin to think about people that you want to see blessed. Mm-hmm. And you know you can start with your family and with yourself, and then go and just place their names up in the atmosphere as the songs play. And we're going to start off with the Vessels of Honor, the women of the word, the women, the female of the species. We're going to start putting our names up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches first. Sister Annette James.
Hallelujah.
Minister Linda Blackwell. Donya. And Tiffany, and Bianca, and Mother Delores Harris, and Jeanette Harris. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah.
Marcy Andrews.
Rosalind.
Austin.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Prescott Almonte.
Angela Jennings Hill. Elder Rosetta Carey.
Glorious.
Elder Renola Carr. Elder QB Stevenson,
not
Sister Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia,
Sarah Bell,
Sister Gloria,
Sarah Bennett,
Minister Jack, hallelujah,
Sharon Bostick,
Margie Mercer,
Sister Branch,
Sister Carol Powers King,
Sarah Bright,
Sister Carolyn Powers.
Denise Brown.
Teresa McLeod.
Margaret Brown.
Wilson. Hallelujah. Sarah Price.
Victor Bucknor.
First Lady Linda. Sister Sandra Orange.
Harriet Birch.
Hallelujah.
I'll be home.
Hallelujah.
Kim Butler.
Maria. Bird.
Lisa Bird.
Another Tanya Bird. Hallelujah. Robin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kimberly. Another Kimberly. Danielle. another
in this chakra.
Still another Danielle.
The Leia Carr.
Joyce.
Carr.
Hallelujah. Shirley.
Cecilia Cole.
Julie.
Stella Cole.
Ava.
Grace Comer.
Little Kitty. Big Kitty.
Jessely Curtis.
Desiree.
Danielle Curtis.
Carla
Davis.
George.
Lisa.
Barbara. A Brenda. Another Brenda.
Luella Drumgold.
Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ron Edmonds.
Margaret Brown. My Easter Warsaw.
Yvonne.
Darcy Bird.
Francis.
Hallelujah.
Harry Felt.
Hallelujah.
Nancy Furtado.
Hallelujah. Milton Howard.
Tracy Garland.
Ginger.
Victoria Garrett.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Michelle Govar.
Nicole. Another Stephanie. Sheila. From Jessica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Minister James.
Nadine Handy.
Dominique. Another
Stephanie Harden.
Another Dominique.
Karen Harmon.
Pamela. Another
Harris.
Another Pamela. Phyllis.
Dean Harris.
Sally Lundy. Kathy Moody.
Angela Hill.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Deacon Jean.
Hallelujah.
Miss Shay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lorena Johnson. Viola Wright.
Hallelujah.
Lisa Wright.
Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Bertha Marie Johnson. Bernie Johnson. Marion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Talitha. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Another Tiffany. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, last but not least, the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto me.
Mr. B.T. Berg. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Earl, another Earl,
thou mighty man of
another
God.
Earl,
whom shall I fear?
Another Earl,
Jago, I war through the valley of the shadow of death. The
another Tavon,
Jehovah,
still another Tavon,
weapons of a war,
Trayvon,
put on the whole armor
Maurice.
Of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the blood, the spirit.
James Banks,
another
like
Antonio,
the spirit of the Lord, lift up
Tavon Bates.
Kids, me redemption, salvation, help
main battle.
Right. Taking the shield of faith, quit the fire,
Dustin Harper,
Thomas Bennett,
Christ in the evil day,
LeVon,
the Lord, stand to pray, put on the breastplate of righteousness,
hallelujah,
Damon Weatherby,
fire to my adversaries, my enemies, repay and recompense,
Jeffrey Bird,
the name of the Lord,
another
time, Lord from the rise, another
hallelujah,
son,
Aaron Campbell,
hallelujah,
this battle,
glory
battle.
Donald Carter,
Jerry
Cleveland,
Rakim,
Ronnie
Raheem,
Antoine Chase,
hallelujah.
Will, take it freely, believe
Darryl
in the Lord, be established, believe in the promise, know your prosper. Forward.
Daniel Curtis, Thomas Curtis,
Kelly,
I'm going to say what
Maurice,
the Lord say, let the Redeemer lead it.
Dow, Vincent Downs,
they that have not
Raymond
seen, that have believed, he that have
Ash,
believe
for Irving.
Power.
I'm a soldier ready for
Joseph
the battle. Oh, I'm a mighty man of valor. No evil before thee, neither shall any plague come. Not thy dwelling.
Red Govar.
Tony.
Jason Gonzalez.
Though it may form, it's to never prosper.
Lee Hall.
Wow.
Searches the heart, and that's the matter. For I'm a mighty man of
Anthony Henley.
For the Lord is with thee.
Saint
so
Jale.
Signs, so
Herrera.
Thousands shall fall at thy side. 10,000.
James James.
Carrie John Wilson.
Nothing stop me from living the
Carrie Warshaw.
And that's a matter.
Hallelujah.
I'm a real Johnson.
I'm a soldier.
Hallelujah.
Dexter Jones. Mikey.
Norman Nethers.
Nicholas Jones. Tony Jones.
Humble up his mic.
James Kelly.
Faith,
another
life.
Jeffrey.
Glory, I would rather die. to it, that brother be angry.
Michael Mann.
Mitchell.
Mr. Man.
Yes,
my
adversary
is talking up for this.
Hallelujah.
That's
the mic.
We're pirates. Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Be not deceived, for
many
say that I am.
Be not Morales.
Enemy
David Moses.
I'm a mighty man of valor. The Lord
Hallelujah.
Is my light and my salvation.
Glory
Whom shall
God.
I fear? He's the strength of my life.
Ronnie Raheem.
Afraid,
when speak even
my enemies, my foes,
Gerald
Sutton,
John Sutton,
stress and the heavy fire,
Bob Wall,
my God,
Bob Wall,
my high tower,
Gerald Sutton,
Jesus, spiritual warfare, with
Tola,
casting out demons, what's your name, Legion, finally my brother, be strong,
Daniel.
And in the power
another Daniel.
Keep fighting the good fight.
David.
And do what's good and what's right in the sight of the
Calvin.
Lord.
Calvin. Another Calvin.
But the volunteer
Henry.
Force, I'm talking
Calvin, J.R.
Coming by hearing and hearing by the word of
Hallelujah.
God. Do of thy diligence with a pure
Hallelujah.
Whole heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Before the sonar and do persecution, crown of life for the martyr.
Hallelujah.
Holy in Jehovah, the Lord is
Brother
our
Anthony.
What man of man is this equipped and ready for the battle? Simplified, zealous, no
Hallelujah.
Me, I'm
Thank
a mighty
Lord.
Man of valor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We trust that all of you, glory to God, have placed somebody's name up into the atmosphere so they can be blessed. Hallelujah. And now, after this next selection is played, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird.
Hallelujah.
In the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But I tell you, it's the children's favorite time of the year.
Yes.
They get gifts and toys and oh, all these things that they have been wishing for and writing down and just desiring. Okay. And this is a time when we ask our the favorite people in our lives what you want for Christmas. Kids are making our Christmas list to Santa. And, okay, I was never told the story of Santa Claus, not by my mama. She was holy. But there are a lot of books that children, and most children, they believe in Santa Claus, or they were told the story of Santa Claus. Sometimes, not all the times, we are thinking about what someone can give us, but have you thought about what you can do for someone else? Okay. A lot of times I know we're geared to say, you know what I want? I know what I want for Christmas. And although I'm an adult, I've even asked my husband. And he usually answers me, honey, what you want for Christmas? You know, because that's that time of the year that you really get somebody, the person in your life or the loved one in your life, something special or something that they may have been asking for the whole year and may not they may not get it or whatever, but that's when you ask for something that's really, really special. You know, that's how life has always been. Think out. This would be a good time to rack up some community service hours for the ones that's still in school. Just think about it. For the ones that's out of school but still not really grown but still past the age of making out a Christmas list, what about going around your neighborhood and letting your senior citizens know that they don't have to worry about getting out and shoveling their snow in the winter or putting out their trash? What about passing your phone number to them and letting them know that they can call you, perhaps to walk their dog or to run to the corner store for them? It's just something to think about. You know what? And a lot of times, the older people can't get out in the winter. But when it starts getting cold, a lot of times, young people, if you're the age that you can, that your parents can allow you to go to the corner store for someone, or and a lot of us still live in neighborhoods. If you don't live out in the county, most of the time you're living in a neighborhood that has a corner store or that has a store that's close enough that you can walk to one or two blocks. Okay? And when the weather gets like this and it gets dark early, a lot of times the older ones don't like to go out. A lot of times they're afraid. But a lot of times you have a sister or brother, you can walk to the store for somebody, and someone or with somebody, and to, you know, maybe to pick up a couple of items for a senior citizen, or be able to. And a lot of times, okay, and you can't put the trash out before 6 o'clock. Okay, well, that's what the law says. You aren't supposed to put it out before 6, because I checked on that. Anytime early than that, it's too early. And maybe some senior citizens or someone that even if they aren't a senior, maybe they're, you know, they kind of, they're getting up there in age, and maybe they aren't able to pull that trash can down that long driveway or pull the trash can. Thank God the trash can's now on wheels. Maybe it'll take a little bit more strength than what they have, and you're able to do it. And you can, this is something, it's just something to think about, okay? And there's a scripture, when I was thinking about this, there's a scripture that came to my mind, and it's in Hebrews 6 and 10. It says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love."
Thank you, dear.
You know, for you to pull out somebody else's trash, and believe me, that is necessary. On Tuesdays, I know that in my neighborhood, Tuesdays the recycling goes out. Sometimes the container may even be on my porch. Don't you know? And it may take a lot for me to get that container down to the curb. Okay? Because when this recycling truck comes through, it's not going to walk up to your porch. If it's not on the curb, you might as well forget it. It's going to be there until next Tuesday or until next recycling day. Trash, thank God, the trash containers now are on wheels. But if you have more than one trash bag in it, First of all, you have to turn it around so you can pull it on the wheels. That, don't you know, that's something, that's a big thing. That if a, you have a senior citizen and they, what if they don't have the strength to do that? They have the strength enough to put the trash in the thing, in the trash can, but it may be a few feet to get that trash can to the curb. And, you know, and sometimes while you're out walking through the neighborhood with your buddies and you're waving to your neighbors, you, if you do that enough, you walk through your neighborhood enough time, you know who lives where. You know how many people live in that house. You know if it's a senior citizen there. Take note of certain things like that. And then during the winter time, you could even make up a flyer. Miss so-and-so, and you stick it underneath the door. You can't put it in the mailbox. Stick it in the door and put your phone number on it. Most of y'all have cell phones of your own. You can still ask your, although your parent is paying the bill, since they're paying the bill, ask for permission. Mine, can I put my cell phone number on here so that Miss So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so down the street can call me if they need me to put their trash out or whatever? You know what? This can end up being a gift that keeps on giving. It may not, you know what? You may be doing it as unto the Lord, and it'll be a great blessing to the seniors or to the people in the neighborhood. But just think about it. The Lord may drop it in your spirit to do if you're able to do it, and then it may turn into a job. It may turn into something else. You never know how these seniors, how God may bless them to bless you. But right, but it's going to start off as you being a blessing to them. God is not going to see you ever blessing someone and not bless you for blessing them. Just think about it. God is going to always bless you for blessing somebody else. And then that may open the door for you to be able to tell them about the love of Jesus, because they're seeing the love of Jesus exemplified in you. Because believe you me, it's not a whole lot of young people that's doing anything for senior citizens, okay? And they may say, wow, that young person, wow, somebody must be really training that child right. Somebody must really be teaching that young person right. Wow. And then one day you may be able to sit down on the steps and talk to them about the Lord. You may be able to bring them to Christ. Just think about it, okay? It's just a little nugget from my heart to yours. That's all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bishop Burris.
Well, thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, or a Lord God Almighty reign.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Reign.
That's right.
And you doing that
will impress upon them, and they will, I'm gonna tell you that they may not pass away, but during their life they may say, "Look here, I want to do something nice for them. I'm gonna put a scholarship account,
Amen.
And put $50,000 in, so you don't have to worry about paying for your college education.
Just never know.
Just because you took out the trash for
somebody. Amen. Yes.
Just because you went to the store
Amen.
And got some bread and eggs for
Amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
So a wonderful. See, Christmas is not about receiving. It's about giving.
Amen.
Because God so loved the world that he gave. And we're supposed to be like him as dear children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I really appreciate you sharing that. To the children from 7 to 70, from 2 to 122. I don't know if there's anybody out there that old, but praise God. God bless you. All right. Now, Pastor Peaches, I'd like to ask you a question. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
What time is dinner? Oh, excuse me. That's the wrong question. I'm sorry. What time is it now?
Communion time.
Well, bless God, but who could shut at till 9? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's communion time. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Hallelujah.
3:30. Can you hear me well, Pastor Peter?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody ready? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint and sanctify in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God.
Hallelujah.
Your word says to examine yourselves, and we do just that right now. And Father God, we thank you for your covenant names. And I believe that the number one covenant name that you have placed in your word and in our hearts is Jehovah Tsidkenu, which means the Lord, our righteousness and forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your name, O God. Again, we examine ourselves. And we comprehend. We fully understand. We, hallelujah, fully aware of what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53. Verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say, Lord, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 115. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nerve system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Hallelujah. Your word declares in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord.
Lord, hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I've given to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The doorposts, hallelujah, glory to God, of our hearts. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 declares, God declares, look here, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood,
I will pass. I will pass over you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, yes, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank
we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah that Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call it down in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, my precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We remember you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again and again and again, we remember you. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession.
Yes.
And we speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Even those who are close or far off, even those that don't have sense enough to call on your name, oh God, we're speaking for them today, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're speaking, hallelujah, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, hallelujah, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Jude 1, verses 24
Thank you.
And 25.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
I know there are some people who listens to our services day in and day out from Wednesday to Sunday and Sunday to Wednesday. And they notice that we always celebrate Holy Communion before the Word. Because I'm going to tell you why I do that. And I got to admit sometimes it's a selfish reason because I want to remember what Christ has done for me.
Yes,
glory to God. Huh? It prepares me for the word. It prepares me for life of victory, of success, of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I realize, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, I am an overcomer because Christ has already overcome the world. Hallelujah. And so I celebrate him. And if you want to get it right, if you want to do it right, if you want to be blessed, coming and going, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, hallelujah, that you want to be the head and not the tail, above all and not beneath, I recommend to you, I submit to you, I encourage you to do Holy Communion every day. Grandma said, every day. Every day. Because when God passes, when death angel passes over your house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him see the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And I can hear from heaven.
Thank you.
God being bombarded by his son. Jesus said, oh, Father, that's one of mine.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the death angel got to pass over.
Yeah, amen.
Now, I'm not saying that you don't get blessed if you don't do this. But I thank God. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you do get blessed when you honor Christ and what he did for you and you and you and you. Come with that, God. And me.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thought I needed to testify just a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Blessing the Lord.
I think I'm ready now. Pastor Peters. Glory to God. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Oh, my more love to thee, oh Christ, more love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, kosha karalobosata, bended the knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord. Shakuria Bosa, again, Bosa. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Then what am I going to do? Hallelujah, we're going to lift our cup. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah, we're going to lift our cups up. Is that right, Pastor Peaches? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Fill my cup.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill
Hallelujah.
My cup, Lord.
Glory to the Lord.
I lift it up.
Lift up your cup now. Lift it up now. Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Feed me.
Hallelujah.
I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. Hallelujah. Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit today, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Let your healing virtue flow. Hallelujah. We send your word to heal now. Psalms 107, verse 20. We send it out to the left and to the right, to the north, east, south, and west, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Hallelujah. We bind you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root. We command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy. Everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy. Today, it's null and void in Jesus' name. We destroy your works right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it shall return 30, 60, and 100 fold to every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sounds of our voices. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even a thousandfold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, you get the honor. Father God, you get the glory. Father God, you get the praise in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Let all the blood-washed saints of God say amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started, hallelujah, glory to God, a message on Sunday. Hallelujah. About hallelujah, glory to God, the power of your prayer language. You are quoted in the most. And you don't go to war without all your weapons. You know the most. You don't go out to fight a battle without your weapons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you don't take your weapons with you, hallelujah, you are going to be one defeated brother or sister, boy or girl. What are the weapons of your warfare? Number one, the weapons of your warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a weapon of your warfare. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is a weapon of your warfare. Hallelujah. And your prayer language is a weapon of your warfare. We talked about it. Why? That's why the enemy works so hard against you getting your prayer language, because he knows that's the atom bomb of your weapons of your warfare, because that's dialogue, direct dialogue with God from your spirit inside of you is directly communicating with Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy works so much against, even in Christendom, works so hard against it. I understand the trepidation that many churches and people have about, hallelujah, glory to God, about speaking in tongues. But see, they look at it with a carnal view. They don't look at it with a spiritual eyesight, because if they look at it with spiritual eyesight, they see that it's a necessary tool in the kingdom, glory to God, to be victorious in every battlefield of of your life. Pastor Peters, can you do me a favor? Can you read those scriptures, please?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 28, 9 through 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15.
Praise God. God bless you. I want you to know this. Acts 1:8 says, hallelujah, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Glory to God. I got to tell you, in Acts 2, 1 through 4, it talks about when the Holy Ghost came. Peter stood up. He used the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He emphasized the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't stop there. Glory to God. He spoke in unknown tongues. But guess what? There was a supernatural event happened when he spoke in those tongues that were not known to him. Glory to God. Everybody from various countries throughout the known world at that time began to hear the message in their own language. Amazing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's the weapon of your warfare. Three things. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and your prayer language. Get it. You need it. You say, well, that just happened way back then in Acts. You need to check out Romans 8:26. It says, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit that's in us, will make intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. It don't make sense to our natural ears. But it's the Holy Spirit speaking to Almighty God. And we talked about the benefits of your prayer language. Oh, by the way, Romans was after Acts. See, a lot of people say, well, it just ended in Acts, the speaking in tongues. But see, if you look at that scripture, and then you look at the scripture, God. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, it talks about the gifts of the three gifts of the Spirit involves tongues, diverse kinds of tongues. It didn't say diverse kinds of a tongue, diverse kinds of tongues. Your prayer language is your communication, direct communication with God. And we shared that gives you direct fellowship with God. Your spirit has relationship with God. Your spirit, another benefit is you get calm and refreshing. If you don't believe me, try it. When the devil's trying to throw all kinds of crazy stuff in your ear, you stop praising God with your prayer language. Your ears block whatever the devil is trying to put in your ear. It stops that nonsense from the knucklehead who stood in the presence of Almighty God, saw him create the universe, create everything, and he still
wanted to get the praise. He still tried to backbite God.
Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, I saw him falling like lightning.
Amen.
But see, your prayer language, that's why he don't want you to use your prayer language, because he don't know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But your prayer language energizes, edifies you, builds you up personally. It edifies it, the atmosphere. It elevates the atmosphere around you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Because some of you need your atmosphere around you to be elevated to a spiritual level. Your homes, your jobs, your community. Come on and say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It elevates, increases the level of your praise and thanksgiving and worship. It makes you sensitive to the voice of Almighty God. It makes you sensitive to the Spirit. Glory to God. Watch out. This, to me, I almost feel like this is the most important factor. It will jump into the future. And there's some things that were scheduled to happen. Your prayer language would go there. The Spirit moving in you will go into the Spirit and either will divert what was going to happen or will prepare you to be protected when that which is going to happen happens. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah. Amen.
See, y'all need to start practicing your prayer language. And tonight, we're going to show you how to get your prayer language.
Hallelujah.
See, number one, you got to be saved. You ain't getting no prayer language. Now, there's some phony balonies out there. You know, the people that perpetrating the hoax. Like Justin the Pratt said one time, before he got saved, he and some buddies went to church and said, well, when they come around to us, let's say someone so Muhammad, someone say it real fast, they think we're speaking in tongues. You know, that's phony baloney, and that's what Jesse said. It was phony baloney. It wasn't real. But when you want the real deal, you salvation is necessary. You ain't going to get your prayer language without being saved. Hallelujah. Because you won't even have sense enough to pray, so it don't matter. It's just a fait accompli. It's a given that when you get saved, you can have that gift because it's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe me? Look at, again, First Corinthians chapter 12. It says it's a gift of the Spirit. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. We talk about prophecy, the tongues of prophecy, not the office of the prophet. That's a different story. These are tongues of prophecy. Hallelujah. In those three things, that's the inspiration gifts. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to understand this, that there's certain things that the enemy is setting up to hijack you, waylay you. What do they call it when they want to sneak, they want to shoot you from a distance? That's what the devil wants to do. You can prevent a lot of that stuff.
Hallelujah.
What's your prayer language? He said, well, I've been trying to get my prayer language for 20 years. How did I do that? Number one, you make sure you save. Number two, how do babies learn how to talk? They listen, and then they open their mouths. And see, a lot of you out there, number one, you won't listen, or if you do listen, you don't hear. Because listening and hearing are two different things.
Amen.
You hear people talking, but you ain't hearing what they're saying.
Amen.
You got to open your ears and hear, and then you got to open your mouth and speak. And you know how people, in fact, Neil Rayle said he began to speak in tongues because he knows how babies start learning how to speak. They start da-da-da-da. He said that's how he learned. Now, I'm not saying that's how you start speaking in tongues, but you got to clear your mind. So, clear your mind and begin to just
rely on the Lord and say, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. And then open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. And he said, he began to say, da, 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 da. And as he began to say, da, like in his spirit, he felt something welling up in him. And he said, da, 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 da. And it began, the intonations and inflections began to change in what he was saying. Da, 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 da
Christ. I don't care if you've been in the church 50 years. If you don't have your prayer language, you still a babe in Christ. You ain't dealing with all your weapons of your warfare. You still a babe. You need to have your weapons of warfare so you can win. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. When you in Christ Jesus, you got the weapons of your warfare. If you in him, both feet, your hands, your leg, your whole body in him, your prayer language. Pastor Peters, give me a scripture past Romans 26. What's the next scripture?
The scripture past Romans 8:26 is 1 Corinthians 14:2.
1 Corinthians 14:2. We talked about that. That's talking about your prayer language.
1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in his spirit he speaketh mysteries.
All right, stop right there. This is your prayer language. Your prayer language is different from the corporate tongues, prophecy and corporate tongue. This is your prayer language. A lot of people say, "Well, if you speak in tongues, you gotta have interpretation." That's the corporate setting. That's not your prayer language. So you hear me a lot of times when I speak, I'm dealing with my prayer language because I want to communicate with God to ask God, say, what's coming next, Lord? Show me the way, Lord, what to say to these people, because I know you want to meet them at the point of their need, oh God. Talk to me, Lord, because I'm talking directly to you. And he begins to share stuff with me as I speak. So I'm still using my prayer language. This is not the tongues of prophecy. There's a difference. There's a tonal difference. It's almost as if there's angels speaking tongues of prophecy. So the Bible, okay, God, hallelujah. But your prayer language is so important, babies. Y'all need to grow up in the Lord. Don't still be a baby. Grow up in the Lord and get your prayer. Open your mouth. And see, glory to God. Your prayer language. See, you have many tongues. Your prayer language may even change throughout the years. But guess what? It's still your prayer language. Hallelujah. Read that next scripture.
The next one is 1 Corinthians 14:14.
Again, that talks. Go ahead, read that.
For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth.
Uh-huh.
But my understanding is unfruitful.
Uh-huh. That's it. See, when you pray in an unknown tongue, we don't understand what it is. It's a mystery. But when you pray your prayer language, and you got to be careful about this, by the way. You don't stand up in a business meeting and start going over there, unless it's a church business meeting. But if it's a business meeting on Wall Street, you got to guard that because people may think you're crazy or you may scare people. But as best as possible, when you're alone in your home or whatever, you need to use your prayer language. You need to speak it loud. But if there's circumstances where you can't speak it loud, you can speak it lowly. And especially now with the mask on, you can speak it and folks won't hear you, because you may need the direction of the Lord when you have a presentation, even in a business meeting, but you don't want to say that out loud. So you ask God through your hope, your spirit, to lead you and guide you in what to say. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. Read the next scripture real quick.
Isaiah 28:9-13.
a lot of folks say, well, you know, the Holy Spirit would fall on people in the old days. Well, where were these tongues? Well, that scripture talks about tongues. We don't have to read that because I think I read that last time. Go to the next one.
1 Corinthians 12:4-14.
Okay, and that's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. See, your prayer language is a gift of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to do anything for it, but I'm going to tell you, the only thing is that you must be saved, and you got to have this right atmosphere to receive it. And that right atmosphere is found in Galatians, verse 22 to 23. And the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, love, stuff, that's the kind of attitude that you have to have. And then you'll be able to be ready to receive this gift. You know, I put it this way. If somebody wants to give you a gift and they got it out there, they're handing it to you, but you don't put your hands up, you're not in the right atmosphere to receive it. If somebody's trying to give you a gift and you got your back turned to them, you're not in the right atmosphere to receive that gift. So it's getting into the right atmosphere. That's what Galatians 5:22-23 talks about, being in the right atmosphere to receive that gift. Now, you got to have a coachable, teachable spirit. And I'm trying to coach you and teach you right now. So you've been struggling over your prayer language for years. Open your mouth. Don't try to think this thing. Forget. Don't try to think this thing. Just open your mouth and just picture yourself as a baby, because that's what you are, a babe in Christ. And then just don't get that, and like you're going to McDonald's and you get a hamburger. Oh, I got it now, and you go out the door. Practice that thing. You practice your prayer language. You know, when they developed the A-bomb, they just didn't say, oh, we got an A-bomb now, and they just stopped. They would have, what do you call it, a practice. They would have a practice one, drop it here, drop it in the ocean, drop it over here. They would practice your prayer language.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture real quick, because I'm running out of time.
1 Corinthians 14.
That's the one. Go ahead, read that one.
Then I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also.
Praise God. You can stop right there. Pray with the spirit, and that's prayer language, and then pray with your understanding. That's when you there are diverse kinds of tongues, and then the interpretation of tongues. But it's also praying with understanding. In other words, praying in your language. If you're French, you're praying in French. You're English, you're praying in English. So they're two different things, praying in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And praying in your language with an understanding, two different things. But anyway, next scripture real quick.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. You don't go to war without your weapons. Okay. You remember those cowboys in old? They get most of them, those really fancy ones, like the Lone Ranger. He wasn't really alone, but anyway. I said Long Ranger, but it's Lone Ranger. He had two guns. Hallelujah. And I can see two guys, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But then he had a backup. Now, his backup was Tonto, was a person. In essence, you got a backup too, which is your Holy Spirit self, the spirit inside of you. That your prayer language is your backup. That's the biggest backup. Because I remember the battle, you remember? The Lone Ranger and Tonto, they were on the field, they were on a plane, and all the Indians in the world were covered. And Lone Ranger looked at Tonto and said, "Tonto, what are we gonna do?" And Tonto looked back and said, Said, what do you mean, what are we going to do? Me and them too. Woo, 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 woo. No, but anyway, you don't want to back up like that Lone Ranger has had that time. But your backup is really your most lethal weapon.
Hallelujah.
It's your prayer language.
Glory to God.
Because
yep.
that your prayer language can jump into the future. That's awesome. Deal with the present and the future. Your prayer language can cover not just time, but space.
Amen.
Your prayer language can go to your sister who is in California and you in Boston. And your prayer language, hallelujah, can affect a change in her circumstances. And then when you want to really do it up, you say, well, Lord, I'm going to send your word to heal. And see, the word of God is seed, and you done sent seed to your sister in California and you in Boston. Guess what? She gonna get a harvest.
Amen. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man
availeth much. Plus, the word says in Galatians 6:7, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And guess what? You're gonna transmit that seed to your sister in California, and she's going to plant that seed in her heart, in her Eden, in her land, in her home, and guess what? She's going to get a harvest. Y'all got to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and stop being a coward soldier. You only a coward soldier because you thought you ain't had no weapons on your warfare, but you got weapons. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your prayer language. That's your weapons. Stop walking around unarmed. Stop walking around dealing with crises and circumstances unarmed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever the hallelujah. Lock and load. Yes. If I had a pen, I'd write down a song. Lock and load, Christians. Lock and load. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your prayer language. Lock and load. And you ready. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. In every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, hallelujah, thou, the mighty God, almighty God, shall condemn, for it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord, because you done locked and loaded. Hallelujah. You ready for bear. You go on a bear hunt. The bear ain't getting you. You going to get the bear. Glory to God. I don't care what it look like. I don't care if you look like I don't care if you look like Goliath. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You take that Holy Ghost tongue talking, hallelujah, prayer language stone, and you knock that poor that Goliath in your life right in his forehead. And then go up and take the sword of the Spirit, which is of the is the word of God, and you cut his head off. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Pieces.
Hallelujah.
I think I better end this right now because I'm about to lose everything. But I done lost my mind already. I got the mind of Christ. But I might lose everything. I need to stop right now. But y'all hear me now. Get your prayer language.
Amen.
Open your mouth. You can't get your prayer language. You got your mouth shut.
Hallelujah.
Open your mouth and start. Do it like the baby. So you know how your baby did it. You got 18 children. Glory to God. You birthed all of them. So you know how it did. You heard their first words. Hallelujah. Start there and work on that. Hallelujah. Because God want to give it to you. It's a weapon of your warfare in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Bless every man, woman, boy, girl, under the my sound of my voice. Receive ye the Holy Spirit right now with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Then ask Jesus Christ to fill you with his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. So I think sometimes we need to be reminded, hallelujah, that we don't have to take crap off of the devil. We can whip them up with our prayer language. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. If you would like a list of the scriptures again, call us when the broadcast go off at 410-5152. Hallelujah. Want to drop us a communication in the mail, address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We'll see you on Sunday. Hallelujah. 3 o'clock. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Siri, play Glorious.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glorious by Martha Munizzi, now playing.
Hallelujah, bless your people, Lord. Hallelujah, remind them, Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Get your hands off tonight, come on.
You come into his presence, lifting up the name of Jesus, and you hear the music play, and you see the people praising. Just forget about your worries, let your trouble fall behind you. Don't you wait another minute, just get up and on your feet and get to dancing, singing.
Trouble's from behind you.
Just get up there on your feet.